What's going on, everybody? We back again 3 weeks in a row. It's Dre.
And it's Ty, and this is No Script Podcast.
Ah, that was smooth.
So every Monday at 12, we're trying to post a new episode.
Yeah.
And it's just third week. I know last week we were a little bit behind schedule with the time, but we're aiming for 12 every Monday.
We're getting better, and y'all feedback definitely keeps us accountable. Thank you for those who have been liking, commenting, sharing, and just listening, having a conversation with us. It's really it means a lot to us, though, for sure, especially as we really try to, you know, get this thing up off the ground. It just means a lot when y'all, you know, support, show that love.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? But today we got a good little topic for y'all. Today we talking about
transitioning
from season to season. We didn't did this intro like 5 times, but we rolling now
because he's annoying.
Yeah. That's how it usually goes. But transitioning from season to season, something that's very, very real for us, that, you know, literally we've just transitioned out of a season. So I'm just excited to see what God is about to do on this podcast through us. And we'll get it rolling. You feel what I'm saying? Let me ask you a couple questions first.
No.
Why?
Intro it. Go ahead.
What you mean? I just introed it.
You didn't say nothing about the topic. So.
Oh, okay. All right. It's on me, Kobe. Oh, today is actually Kobe's birthday. RIP Kobe, Black Mamba. Man, perfect. But seasons. So for me, all right, so I'll just share my perspective on what a season is, and then you share your perspective on what a season is. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So for me and my perspective, and like I said, I could be wrong. This is just me. This is just my perspective. I think a season is just a period of time when you're going through something different in life. So you could be going through a season of heartbreak. You could be going through a season of financial gain. Or you could be going through a season of sickness. I just think seasons are different moments of life in which you have to continuously trust on God to get you through. How about you?
I agree. I think there can be seasons of preparation, season of stillness, season of blessings and glory. Like, I think there's seasons in your life where things are up and you're feeling good, but then there's also down seasons where you're grieving or you're learning something, or God's, you know, you're relying on God to bring you through. I feel like we're always in a season, but it's just depending on which season of life you're in.
Yeah. And also, too, though, I think more so what we're about to talk about today is the times when you're, like, well,
the seasons where you have to trust in God.
Well, you always got to trust in God in a season, but just, like,
the seasons of storms.
Like, the bad seasons. Like, when it's, like,
well, you really got to trust in God.
-5 degrees outside and it's not summertime. Those kind of seasons. Those tough seasons. You got what I'm saying?
Your example.
Like, New York Giants. What? New York Giants last 5 seasons. They're bad seasons. You like that? The football fans did.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
Yeah, so we're going to talk to y'all about...
I feel just bad for the Giants fans.
Yeah, go Cowboys. You already know. But we're going to talk to y'all about some of our, like, not even bad seasons, because we can't really consider it bad seasons, but the less attractive seasons that we've gone through in our life.
Pruning seasons.
Yeah, like, these last 2 years have been very, very trying, but looking back at it, it's been the best 2 years that I think... I know for me personally, that I've ever had in my life. I've seen the most growth in myself in these last 2 years. And, you know, it's like one thing I can say is that you're going to have to really trust in God, especially like when you start to like walk truly in your faith and like walk with God. Like, he's the only person that can get you from one season to the next season without you having some type of like long-term damage. You got what I'm saying? Like, if you go through a season of breakup, if you don't do it, I mean, I'm not gonna say, I don't know, I don't want to speak if you don't do it without God, but like, in my eyes, I feel like if you go through a season of breakup, like, that could like hurt you for like a long time if you don't do it and allow God to like heal you in that season before you step into your next one. So I'll start off and just talk about the season that I've been going through, and this is like a season that I never thought I would go through, but when it hit me, it was just kind of like, wow. So I want to talk about the season of unemployment. Tommy from Martin, that was my season for the last, 1 year in 10 months, I have been unemployed, haven't made a dollar. And I'm telling you, like, I am not used to that. Like, before this season had started, I was working at a Fortune 500 company, making all sorts of types of bread, traveling, doing all this other stuff. And, like, that was, like, my lifestyle until I started to follow God. You feel what I'm saying? He stripped all of that away and was like, okay, well, now I need to do some work with you. It didn't seem like the best season, but it was just like, I would have not traded this last like year and 10 months for anything. So for me, I would say being unemployed is like one of the toughest things ever. I mean, it's so much that goes, like, it's so much outside, you know, what am I saying? Like outside noise. It's like so much outside noise that makes you feel like even worse about the situation, especially when you're saying that you're unemployed and you're not, like, you don't have a job because you're waiting, you're trusting in God. You know what I'm saying? Like, that sounds so wild. Like, you don't know how many times I've been trying to, like, spin it to people to be like, yo, you know, like, I knew God was like, yo, here, I just wait on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew, like, wholeheartedly, he was like, yo, just wait on me. I'm going to set you up for what I want you to do. But, like, trying to spin that to somebody else and be like, yo, so what's going on? Where you at right now? I'm like, nah, you know, I'm just a full-time agent for the Lord. I'm a full-time worker for the Lord. They're like, what? What is that? I'm like, you know what? I ain't really working right now. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm trusting the God right now because I know he got something for me. Like, people was not trying to hear that. And it even made me doubt sometimes if this is what I was supposed to be doing because of, like, other people's views on my situation. And, like, it even had me, like, lying, too, at the same type time. It was like, I'm not working, so it's like I want other people not to look at me crazy. So when they ask me, I'm talking about, you know, I got this, you know, I got this potential here, and then, you know, right here, just to make it seem like, yo, I'm about to have a job, or this is about to be, look, because I didn't want to seem like, yo, well, you don't got a job, what are you doing? Yeah. And it didn't make it any better seeing that, like, I was getting married, like, I literally got married with no job. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's the why. And shout out to you for not, you feel what I'm saying, for just sticking by me that whole time. You get what I'm saying? Because it's not a lot of women that could do that. That's to stick by somebody who literally hasn't been working for a while. And now I didn't really even have, like, opportunity. I had, like, a couple opportunities, but it wasn't nothing that was like, yo, all right, this is about to change. Like, it was no, at some point in my season, it was like no sight of a job. Like, it's the job was just like a dream at one point. You feel what I'm saying? Because that's just not where I was. So I mean, lying to people when they're like, yo, what's going on? Like, and I'm just like, yo, like, I got this, I got that, and really just not being bold in my faith to be like, you know, I'm just waiting for God right now. Like, I know he's gonna bring this to me. I know this for a fact. I mean, it may not look good right now, but you know, it's coming. And for me, it was just like I took so much time trying to defend myself instead of trying to, like, put my faith in God. Be like, yo, look, God got me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I think that was pretty trying for me. But I made it through. And as of like, literally recent, you know, got a job. You feel what I'm saying? Like, woo! Yay. Thank you. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all.
You funny.
You know what I'm saying? Shout myself out. But, you know, just got a job, though. But it felt so much better when I got it because I knew it was the job that God had for me.
Yeah.
Like, he specifically placed me in this role. You get what I'm saying? So
In the middle of a pandemic.
You get what I'm saying? Where everything is going completely left. Like, he set me up. And even, like, going through this whole season of not having, you know, work, you know, he was still providing financially. I can't even tell you. It was just like, I'm going to get married with $800 in my pocket to my name, about to start a family. You get what I'm saying? Like, son right here, got him right here, had $800. God just out of nowhere hit you all with a couple bands. You just be like, yo, like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, he used certain people to really sow into, you know, my life and Tot's life to get us through that season. And I can't even tell y'all, man, it's been the best, the best, you know, year, 2 years of my life, though. But that's just for me, though. Tell me about your seasons.
You can't just say the season and not share the lessons or what that actually looked like. Like, yeah. I guess, what did that look like, trusting God? Were you hopeless for a long time? Or, like, when did it switch for you that you just became content versus it just being, you know, a dreading season? And when did you pause and be like, all right, well, what am I supposed to be doing in this season? And change your mindset, I guess.
I mean, for me, it was something. So one thing that I've learned is that when you're going through a season, like, you really have to have your ear open for when God is speaking to you. And I think for me, I was blessed because when I started this season of being unemployed, I feel like a couple months after I had left my job, look, God, you know, he brought somebody new into my life, like my mentor. So once he brought my man T. Jones, like he brought him into my life, and then he really told me from the rip. He was just like, okay, I understand this situation and everything like that, but you're going through a process right now. So what I'm really trying to say is that even when you're going through a season, like, God will bring certain people, or he will drop certain nuggets in your life that's going to help you get through it. It's like, yeah, you're not going to have to do it yourself. And the biggest thing that T ever told to me, he was just like, yo, you got to learn to be content and not be anxious. Because, like, for me, I'm thinking, like, okay, as soon as I get an opportunity, that's God. All right, yeah, it might be it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, let's go. Yeah. And then I'm anxious. Like, I'm hype. I'm like, yo, I got to make sure this is right. I got to make sure this. Or God could be doing this in the background. This makes sense. This is why I'm about to get this job. Yeah. And I was just so anxious.
So much confusion.
And the biggest thing he told me was just like, yo, you have to learn to be content. You feel what I'm saying? And content is just completely confident that God has your best interest in heart, and that, yeah, he's going to do, you know, what he said he's going to do. And for me, like, that took me, like, more than 6 months to get content. You feel what, yeah, I'm saying? But it was a hard thing, but it was a tough lesson I had to learn. But it sets me up for the new things that he's about to have me do in my life. Because for me, I'm thinking, like, all right, when I don't have no job, you know, just give it, like, a couple of months, God got me. I had no idea that it was going to take me almost 2 years to find a job. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that was a really tough pill to swallow. But me being content, it took away some of that anxiety and some of that fear and some of that doubt that is like, yo, what if I can't do this? What if I can't pay this? And if I look back at it, all my bills were paid. Like, to this day, bills are paid months in advance. And yeah, I can't even explain to you how that even happened. You get what I'm saying? Like, he works in mysterious ways. I know it's kind of cliche sometimes, but, like, he, for me, I've seen it firsthand.
I'll say he works in beautiful ways. Mysterious, yeah, is, like, okay, I don't know, the word is,
I like,
weird,
that. I like, but that. He works in beautiful ways.
My thing is a year and 10 months, about to be 2 years.
Yeah.
How in the world did you keep trusting God? Like, I feel like for someone who, you know, especially you were new in your faith, you left your job to start walking with God fully.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, what point did you, like, all right, I'm surrendered. I gave up my, you know, X amount of money, mm-hmm, every year job, mm-hmm, Fortune 5 company job, to trust you, and months go by, pandemic, yeah, hits, and you're like, what? And, yeah, then you get a job in the middle of a pandemic, mm-hmm, where people are losing jobs.
Yeah.
Like, how did you really
keep
trust in him?
I think for me, it was just going back to what I was saying before, was just like, you know, you have to really keep your ear open, and you have to really seek his voice, mm-hmm, in that time. And I think for me, it was a true blessing that I had so many people around me who just was able to pour into me at the right time.
Yeah.
Like, times to where I was about to just be like, yo, I'm about to just grab this job. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? But he used the right people around me to be like, yo, listen, that's okay. You get what I'm saying? You got to really be listening to the right voices, because some people is going to tell you, I know for me, some people sound like, yo, dog, you can just get this little something in the meantime and just, you know, hold you over. But that, I knew if I would have did that, I would have been completely going against what God was telling me to do,
yeah,
because he was telling me to wait and not to be anxious, to be content. Yeah. But I had to have the right people that was just like, and had those voices be louder than the negative voices.
Mm-hmm.
That was key for me. I had to have people that was still telling me like, yo, just continue to wait. The job is going to come. The job is nothing. God can get you a job at, yeah, any point. You got to hear what you got to realize what he's trying to do with you in this season. I know for me, he was trying to build my character, so, yeah, when I do get the job, I can sustain it and be able to hear from him. So when I'm on the job, I understand that the job is not to make money.
Yeah.
I needed to have the mindset that the job is just an assignment. Like, he needs me to be here so I could, you know, reach the people that's there, get all the learning that I need before he moves me somewhere else.
Yeah.
And, like, for me, I had to, like, really get rid of the idea that was like, yo, I just need to get this job so I can make this money.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being like, yo, let me trust in God so when he moves me, I understand that it's an assignment, because there's so much it's so much greater. It's so much more that he wants to do with me than to just have this one job. Yeah. I think that was big. That was definitely big for me.
Yeah.
But talk to me about some of your, because I don't want to talk the whole podcast.
No, I understand. But I really wanted to ask those questions because it's like, it's one thing to put a statement out there of the seasons and how struggling it was. But when we don't share the overcoming part or what the process actually looked like for us, it might be confusing of the point.
Yeah.
So that's why I just wanted to ask those questions.
Yeah. So tell me about yours. I mean, because, you know, you had a very, you know, a couple interesting seasons that you had to go through. And I was blessed to be right there with you, but I can say I know they were tough. So just tell me about the season that you went through as far as, like, you know, well, I'm going to let you tell it. I don't want
to
say it.
I mean, I'm trying to think of which season to really start at. I think the biggest season for me was a season of isolation where, you know, I was, you know, looking to really follow God, looking to surrender, looking to really just figure out what he wanted to do for my life. And in the midst of that, you know, falling into, you know, sin, but it became a blessing of just being pregnant, you know, outside of marriage, but God still used it.
Mm-hmm.
And in that season, it was just so interesting how so many people were removed out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're pregnant, you can't continue to, well, I know for me, my heart and my mindset was like, yo, I can't continue to just be out here doing whatever I want to do,
right.
You know, hanging out with different men and just doing, like, I couldn't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally stripped, like, put me into a season of, like, stillness where it's just like, yo, you got to just do this.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't bring, you know, people along that aren't going to be there once, you know, the child's born, meaning in a sense of, for me, my heart was that I had to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pregnancy taught me I had to grow up, but it also showed me certain people that weren't supposed to be in my life. Like, God literally removed friends, removed people, removed, you know, just people that I thought was, you know, rocking with me that really weren't. And that season, you know, in the beginning, it was a season of, you know, depression, but that really helped me to really, you know, tune into his voice because I didn't have my same outlets anymore. I couldn't drink. I couldn't smoke. I mean, I'm pregnant. I'm carrying a baby. So in those seasons, I didn't have outlets of escape anymore.
Mm.
I literally had to sit with myself. I had to listen to his voice. I had to seek his face in the midst of shame because I didn't want to go to church. I didn't want to be around people that I'm sitting here trying to walk with God and I fall into, you know, a sin that was seen by people.
Mm.
It wasn't like I could cover it up anymore. So I didn't have, you know, the escapes and stuff like that. So that season was hard, but it really was so purposeful because it really shifted like where my life was headed. That season literally shifted everything for me. Everything to where I really learned to depend on God, like literally. So that shifted, like that started my season of singleness, of really just, you know, working on me, preparing for, you know, who God had for me, because he gave me a promise, you know, a year before I got pregnant, it was like, let go of what you have and I'll give you who I have for you and what I have for you. So for me, I knew I was getting married, like I knew at some point, but, you know, during that season of isolation and singleness and just me being by myself, I had some time to work on myself, to look at myself and really to, you know, reflect and just improve really, and, you know, really see who I was. Like,
I got a question for you. Did you, so the season that we're talking about right now was that season of
isolation,
you know, being single and talking about you when you were pregnant, right? Talk to me about like the times that you were frustrated when it was just like, yo, I've been in this season for a little time now. You get what I'm saying? I feel like I got it, but God, why haven't I moved? Was that ever a thing for you?
I feel like during that season, like that's when you came back in the picture as just a friend. We were intentionally dating and we were doing all this stuff. And I think every season, I always think I'm prepared for the promise before the promise comes.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for me, I thought we were getting married sooner than we did. I was just like, all right, God, like, God told me it was you. So, all right, what's good with the move forward? Like, you know, when you get the promise, you're expecting it because you have the promise and you think that you're prepared. It's like, all right, so what's good? When we doing this? But God had me still stay in that season of singleness of, you know, intentionally dating with you. and really working on some things. Like, we went through, you know, premarital classes. We went through, you know, learning about singleness, really preparing to be whole before getting together. Mm-hmm. Because for me, before that season, I was a parasite. I was getting relationships and just sucking, you know, whatever I needed from people versus being whole and pouring into people. I was taking from relationships. So God had to, you know, allow me to see that and be like, yo, you need to be whole in me before you can even get into this marriage. Yeah. So in those seasons of just like, yo, like, we not even engaged yet. Like, you know, that process was very stressful. But then I got to the point where I was listening to him and being like, Ty, you need to work on this. Yeah. You need to improve on this. Mm. And, you know, that really helped me to understand the why and be content with the why.
Yeah.
And then, you know, as things started moving forward, I'm like, I understand why we waited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thankful that we waited because I wasn't prepared yet when I thought I was.
Yeah.
So I think those seasons is just trusting God that he knows when and he knows why that you're still waiting. Mm-hmm. And instead of, you know, being mad or discontent, just asking like, yo, what else you need me to do? Yeah. Like, what am I supposed to be learning? Because I feel like I'm ready, but clearly I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that.
So then, just to shift gears, because like I know your story and I know, you know, where you are in life right now, but the season that you're going through now, as far as like being married, but specifically, things that we talk about is just constantly having the mirror placed on you. Like that's an area to where. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's a tough thing to have to go through when it's like you, the person that you're with is constantly showing you things that you need to improve on, right? So you could consider that being a season of, okay, this is a season to where I'm needing to, you know, put my emotions aside and put how I feel aside to really listen to things that I can, in specific areas that I can improve on. Talk to me about just how you keep yourself encouraged through a season where it's just like you seem like nothing's going right.
I think that's when the Holy Spirit really comes into play, which is where he's really important, and it shows that he's really important. Because me by myself taking feedback or understanding, like, I still have growing to do, even in the sense, like, even in the space of where, you know, we're walking in faith and we're listening to God, but there's always growth, there's always opportunity for growth, there's always a season of preparation because there's more to come in the future. Like, once you feel like you have achieved a certain, you know, level, there's always another level to level up to. So for me, you know, in the beginning of just the feedback stuff, there was, you know, I didn't see it, I didn't understand it. I was just like, why? Like, I get into marriage and I'm thinking we gonna be peachy and I'm already whole and I'm already this, but really it just showed that there was more growth to do. But God gave me a partner to help me grow. And I think the Holy Spirit was great because, you know, sometimes my flesh will fight against you, but then in my own time, he'll bring a scripture to me and be like, this is you. Or, you know, I'm talking to someone else and they reveal it to me too. Like, I'm constantly seeing myself, not even through the lens of you, but through my community and just through his word and through the Holy Spirit of just being like, he's right. You do need to improve in this area, or, you know, whatever. So I think that's what's helped me, and I'm not saying that it's easy. This season is, you know, very trying, but I'm starting to just listen more and understand more versus getting offensive or feeling, you know, like I suck at life sometimes. Just you're saying. Funny, yeah.
But all right, so even with that too, and that, this is not to keep asking you so much questions, but I like the things that you've been saying, but. Do you ever, and I'll answer this after you as well, do you ever feel, I think it's like a question that you asked me, but I would like to hear from you. Do you ever feel like hopeless? Because you've witnessed back-to-back seasons that haven't gone as expected. Like, you've always expected to be like, okay, I'll go through this season. Okay, this may not have been good, but then the next season will be good. But what happens when you hit back-to-back seasons to where it's just like, God, like, what is going on? Like, every time I hear a song, it's talking about brighter day and smile and all this. I ain't seen nothing. It's been raining for like the last couple of years. You know, how do you lose hope sometimes?
I think that you know, sometimes through the seasons, because there's been, you know, my season of isolation, my season of singleness, season of stillness, just being a mom, not doing nothing else but that. And the season, you know, of now, of just, you know, having a mirror held up to me. I think that in between those seasons, or even during those seasons, you know, there's always something to be grateful about. Little blessings, yeah. the small things. Yeah. Yeah. You know, in the season of, you know, when God was teaching me dependency, he always paid my bills. He always, you know, just those little small things that kind of help you to keep moving forward. It's not always the major thing that just like, yeah, this is my prize for just listening or for going through the season. Sometimes it's just small things and you just got to catch it. If you miss it, you'll go to the next season just even more down than the last season, because it's just like, I missed the blessing. Like, in between that season was something good, but you just overlooked it because you were so focused on the time frame of this season or how long you waited in that season. So for me, it's just sometimes just pausing, or sometimes just crying out to God with my tears and my emotions, and just being just what I am, and just going to him and being like, I don't understand, whatever. And then the next day you get peace, or you get an understanding as to why.
Yeah, that's true.
Or, you know, just that little small blessing that makes you smile. And I think that's really what it is. But what I'm understanding is every season that I go through makes me stronger, and that's a blessing in itself. Each season is just something so powerful, or something that I gain that's going to help me in the next. So in the middle of the season and during the season, I'd be down sometimes. But when I look back and be like, wow, God, you did all that, and I wasn't even paying attention. So I think that's my answer.
Yeah, and I think for me, mine's kind of similar. Like, I'm not going to say I've completely lost hope, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. No, I ain't going to, like, you know what I mean? No cap. Like, I feel like I ain't, during my seasons of, like, you know, like, not having a gig, like, I never completely lost hope. So I did have times where I'm like, oh, it's like, it's a wrap. Like, come on, like, what are we doing? Like, I think I've had times to where I've lost some hope, but more so was just, like, so frustrated. But I think for me, that boundary that was, like, placed in me was just, like my story was kind of interesting, because, like, I left my job because I knew it wasn't fulfilling.
Yeah.
And I knew I wasn't in line with what God's will was for my life. So for me, that was a blessing for me that I had already known that. So when I left and then I was starting to get anxious to want to go back and apply and want to go do this, I knew it wasn't right. And I just was just like,
you should be going back to the same thing.
You know what I'm saying? I knew I was wrong. So for me, it was just more so just frustration. Like, I was so mad that it's just like, yo, but then you see, you know, other people around you, everything is going well.
This season just popping, and you just like, dang. Yeah,
like, and I'm just like, I'm like, yo, this is super wild. But it goes back to what you were saying. It was like those little small wins. Like, I think the things that got me through this whole time was just how much I was seeing myself grow.
Yeah.
Like, I started to shift my mindset and start getting more excited about that, because I'm just like, yo, like, I know I'm a completely different person, and I know it's directly because of that. So that gave me more hope. And then also seeing him move in ways that wasn't, you know, just what I was expecting it would be. Like, I'm expecting, like, okay, I get a gig, and then when I do this way, it goes that way. But, like, I had no idea that during this time he was going to have me get married. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Start a nonprofit. Like, I like those things. It was just like, I'm like, all right, God, that's cool, but where the bread at? Like, that shit ain't happening. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm putting out bread.
I'm putting out bread. It's like, you still ain't, you know what I mean, when you going, you know, show me love on the back end, God? Like, I'm waiting. I'm ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that, like, that kept me inspired through that whole time, was just to be like, look, even though it's not the way that I'm expecting it to go, things are moving.
Yeah.
And it was just when I was able to see him working in myself, and then things around me, and then, like, confirmation for, like, my friends. Like, the whole time I'm talking to them about being unemployed, they're still coming to me for advice. And they're still coming to me to be like, yo, Jay, like, yo, what would you do to this? Or, like, yo, how did you do this in the book? And, like, that, I was just like, yo, like, all right, this is bigger than a job right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to really just pay attention to what he's starting to turn me into. Like, he's turning me into somebody that people can come to be like, yo, am I looking at this the right way? Or, you know, what do you think about that? And that was bringing me, like, major fulfillment. So that kept me inspired through that whole thing.
I want to say something, too, when you were talking about the frustration part. Yo, there's definitely days and even weeks sometimes where you're just mad or you're just frustrated. You're just hopeless. Yeah. But then there's always that bounce back part where you just, like, you have, like, we're married. So there's always, like, yeah, I might be down for a week, but then we have a conversation and just gives me that peace again.
Yeah.
Or you speak into my life and you're just like, babe, like, we in the season. Like, you just reconfirm what I already knew when I'm blinded in my emotions.
Yeah.
So not saying that the seasons aren't rough, there's definitely weeks.
Yeah, it's tough. And that's what we wanted to talk about, just like some of those, like, you know, when like my pastor said one thing, he was like, man, when you sign up to follow God, you sign up for things not to go your way.
Yep.
And that's so true. So we're just here to just like let you guys know that, all right, you know, following God is definitely the best thing that ever happened to us. Yeah. But there will be times to where your faith will be tested. And for me, I just kind of really don't like to talk about all the glitz and glamour of everything. Yeah. I want to talk to you about the times to where it's just like, yo, you mad and you don't even want to read. You like, I don't want to read. Yo, I'm questioning if I even believe in God. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm questioning this because, like, my situation ain't changed. Like, yeah. I've been in this for a grip.
What am I going to read the word for? What that's going to change?
Exactly. Like, you be like, yo, and when people like, yo, go read it. Like, if I need to answer to something, like, go read or go pray. And you be like, what? Like, they ain't doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may hit those dry patches though, but we can sit here and tell you to be like he ain't even begin to do what he's really going to do in our lives, and we can already see it that it's going to be something special. And we just want everybody to be able to feel that same, you know, feeling, because no matter who's listening to this, like God has a plan for you. You just got to really tap in with him and like wholeheartedly commit to seeking him, and he'll definitely show you.
Trust his process, because his seasons of pruning and preparation is all for a reason, because you're not going to be able to sustain the promise if you don't go through the seasons of preparation and what he needs you to learn before getting there.
Yeah.
So.
Great job, my love. Well said. We did it. So that concludes another episode of No Script Podcast. Third week in a row, consistency. We're going for a fourth. Let's see how we do.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Just show us some love. Like it. Share this. Screenshot it when you listen to it and tag us just so we know that you're listening. And we just thank you guys. And we love y'all. Peace out.
Peace.